Let's talk about some agreements for the training. As you go through this training, we'd like you to do all the exercises to the best of your ability. We're on slide 18, which means when there's a practice segment, when we actually are practicing a pattern or a technique of NLP, we'd like you to not practice what you already know. By the way, included in this, but not on the slide, is the issue of, and I think this is important, that you should work on a real problem. So we don't do role-playing, in essence. We don't, as best we can, we do the best we can to avoid role-playing. As best we can, we want to avoid that. And so we're looking for a real problem. When you're the practitioner, we'd ask you not to practice what you already know. We'd ask you to only do NLP, even if you know other things, and notify us if you need tasking. Now, you might feel you need tasking. Here's how you could need tasking. One is you could need tasking if you get into here and everything we're saying is so, you already know it so well that it's boring, in which case, come and see us. We'll give you a task that'll keep your conscious mind busy. I promise. However, the other possibility is you might be sitting here going, gosh, these guys are talking Greek. And I admit that I don't speak English. I'm an American. And about 5 years ago when I was in London, there was an article in the Sunday Times that said, Prince Charles says Americans are mucking up the language. And I was teaching a class there in London that day in timeline therapy. And so I got on stage and I said, you know what? The prince is right. We totally cop to it. So anyway, if we're not speaking English, if we get into something and you're not understanding, your agreement is to get your hand up. There's plenty of time in this training for us to have questions as we go along. Your agreement is to get your hand up as quickly as possible so that we can get the questions from you that you need to get answered to proceed.
If we don't get into some details, it's because we assume you already know that. And if our assumption's wrong, we won't know it unless you let us know.
Please also make sure you ask us about applications. When I took my master practitioner training, I thought it was worth $100,000 to me. Just the section on metaprograms were so valuable for me as a business consultant. And I saw immediately how I could use all these different things. If you don't see how you can use them immediately in your area of interest, please ask us. It's very important. This is all part of doing the exercises to the best of your ability and notifying us if you need tasking. If you need us to explain something more, raise your hand. If you don't want to raise your hand, then come and see us privately. If you don't want to do that, then there's a question box in the back. If you know where it is, you don't have to look, but that's where it is. So come and see us. Number two, we'd like to ask you to be on time. We'll do our best to be on time from time to time. Yes, I know we were late this morning, and we were late, and it's our fault. But from time to time, since we're recording, from time to time, I want you to know we may be late. There may be things that don't work as well as they should.
As both our computer decided to crash massively this morning.
Adriana startup crashed with 10 windows open, so that's interesting. Hopefully all works.
That is extremely annoying when it happens, but hey. Timeline therapy, clean up negative emotions, and go on.
Yeah. Right. So we'd like to ask you to be on time. If we're not on time, please forgive us. We're doing the best we can. But if we're not on time plus you're not on time, then that's going to be problematical. I won't start a segment which explains an exercise right after a break if everyone's not back. So from time to time, we may have situations. I hope we don't, but we may have situations where, like, five people or six people aren't back from the break, and we're going into a very important exercise, we won't start the exercise. In fact, I'll say not everyone's here. We'll take questions. Unfortunately, we need to have everyone back from the breaks pretty much on time. All of our breaks are timed with music. The breaks are between 15 and 18 minutes. They're 15 to 18 minutes because it's not possible to have a break come out exactly at the right length when you're doing music. If I had a metronome, we could end it at 15 minutes. But so if you can listen to the piece of music at the end of the break and know that that's the piece of music we played just before we started. It's the same one we've been playing all training. So at the end of the break, if you guys would be back on time, that'd be great.
Now also, all our exercises are timed.
All of our exercises are timed, and when we do our exercises, we're actually going to put a timer on the screen. The timer on the screen, we would ask you to pay attention to that. The screen is easy to see from where we are. It looks like this, if you haven't seen it before. That's the timer. You'll be able to see the timer from where you are. Just look at the timer and notice what time it is. And we're going to leave it up to you guys and, of course, our coaching assistants to remind you to be on time. Is that okay with everybody? Yeah? We'd like to have all discussion from front to back, not from side to side. We will get complaints if there's a lot of side talk during this training. I also want you to know that, well, from time to time, we may say things in certain ways.
Only from time to time.
We may not talk directly to your conscious mind. Because we yes. may be talking to your unconscious mind.
But only when you're here.
Not when you're not here. But only when you're here and can hear those things that we say here.
And you may not hear them consciously, or you may. Because but we're sure that...
We know that your unconscious mind is here.
And so everything we say
listening
can be easily memorable by your unconscious mind.
Easily.
So whenever in the future you need all this information...
Comfortably. It'll be there.
It will just bubble up.
Pop. Right in your mind.
And everything's there.
So we'll do a fair amount of installation, but that requires that there's no crosstalk. Is that okay with everyone? While we're sitting in class, you can. When you're doing an exercise or during the breaks, you can talk all you want. But while we're sitting in class, if there is crosstalk, I'll remind you that we have an agreement not to do it. Is that okay with everyone? This is an intensive training. The training runs from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., except for the mornings, which are required. We'd like to ask you to help us keep distractions to a minimum. That means please turn off your phones and your pagers so that they don't ring, that they actually vibrates a lot more fun. And the training is highly monitored by coaching assistants. Now, what does that mean?
We have a group of highly trained people, and they'll be keeping an eye on you. How are you going to the exercises? They'll be able to answer your questions and coach you whenever you need any coaching.
Or it's a trade-off. That's a trade-off because otherwise it's Adriana and I who walk around and hover over your shoulder. And a while back I got feedback. People said, Tad, I freak out every time you come over. So we'll sit here and pretend that we're not watching you. Yeah, we'll sit here and pretend we're not watching you. And then we'll keep an eye on the room, which we can, in this room, this is a wonderful training room, by the way, because we can sit here and actually see just about everybody. Okay,